Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. We're heading into fall now, and the look of the garden is changing. Check hours and make your reservations at southcoastbotanicgarden.org, then grab your mask and get out into the falling leaves. One of the best things about a fall garden is that you have the opportunity to see which plants have the blooming staying power to keep them vibrant into the fall season. A quick turn under the shade cloth of the fuchsia garden shows us that many of these beauties that have been blooming since early spring are still lovely. Take a quick look at the Mrs. Victor Reiter with its hot red and white blooms, or the Sparkle Plenty, a similar flower but in pink and with a bloom not quite as elongated. Just turn your head and you can get a quick look at Quasar, a double purple and white blossom, while Southgate is a medium soft pink, and the Pink Marshmallow is such a soft double pink blossom that it looks almost white. Any of these little ballerinas will hold a spot of interest in your garden from spring well into the fall. Another area of the garden where we see late season bloom is in the dahlia garden. These beauties don't begin blooming until midsummer, but they are so dramatic and long-lasting that they deserve an honorable mention. Just take a look at the beautiful Thomas Edison dahlia. This is one of the dinner plate size blooms and is a vibrant pink edging into purple, while the Myrtle's Folly bloom is a hot mauvey pink edging over into coral tones with a ruffly petal. Also, the white snowbound dahlia and the gorgeous yellow Kelvin floodlight bushes are over 4 feet tall and still blooming strong. Just across the main walkway is the children's garden, where we find two plants named after hats that are in bloom right now. First, the lush pink Texas skullcap plant is a lovely and versatile ground cover that is part of the mint family. This plant can go in full sun or part shade and will bring some greenery to your rock garden throughout the fall. It is drought tolerant and named after the men's hats that were worn during the medieval times. Also in bloom is the Chinese hat plant, a fun, bright red bloom that is aptly named as it looks just like an upside-down woven straw hat. This is a great plant for bright red fall color and may continue blooming right into the spring. If you head down the walkway into the formal rose garden, you can't help but notice the wonderful Tolson Blue Weeping Junipers planted as accent plants on your right-hand side as you face the area. These trees bring an air of graceful motion to the rose garden and showcase some of the most long-lasting roses in the garden. Just between two of the junipers is a fragrant row of pink and white blooming Gemini tea roses, while just past them is a riotous row of lavender love song Floribunda roses. One big surprise in the rose garden right now is the border of narcissus that is already sprouted and blooming for the coming season. These pure white Ziva narcissus with their intoxicating scent are a very early season treat. This bulb is known for being an early bloomer, but it's not usually in bloom until at least the end of December. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.